Okay, and what do you call the insects that can sting? They build nests of mud up around the eaves of buildings, up around the corners of roofs.
Well, the dead gobbler builds mud nests, and they don't sting. But the wasp builds a sort of a paper-type nest, and they sting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the plural of wasp is?
It's wasp. W-S-P-S, wasp.
Okay. What is a small insect that flies around at night and bites people?
Mosquito.
Okay. And what about the small insect that burrows into your skin and raises small...
Red bug?
Small welts. Okay. Well, have you ever heard the term chiggers?
Oh, yeah. Chiggers, yeah. Yeah, that's very, very common term. That's means red bugs.
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to grasshoppers as hopper grass?
No. Grasshoppers.
Okay. What do you call the little animals that you put on the end of hooks when you go fishing?
Worms.
That you get out of the ground, you call them?
Worms.
Would you call them earthworms or angleworms or red worms?
Well, there could be different kinds that an angleworm would be a general term.
Mm-hmm.
For probably most any worm that you put on an angle would refer to using it as on the fish hook. Angling means fishing. An earthworm is a particular species of worm that is the most popular fish bait of that type. Now the red worm, I'm not familiar with it.
That's just another term for red, for
earthworm?
For earthworm.
Well, I noticed that some of them are red looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. What do you call the part of the tree that's underground? You call it the...
Part of the sea.
Part of the tree that's underground. You call it the...
The seabed.
Part of the tree. Part of a tree that's underground.
Oh, the roots.
Okay. What kind of tree do you tap? For syrup.
Well, of course, you tap the maple tree for syrup.
Okay, what kind of maple?
And what kind of maple?
Yes. Do you know what kind of maple?
Offhand, no, I don't know that.
Okay, it's usually just called a sugar maple.
Oh yeah, they're definitely a sugar maple, that's right.
Okay. What would you call a big group of maple trees? You would call it a...
I would say a grove.
Okay.
It could be a thicket, a forest.
No, grove is fine.
Yes.
What do you call the tree that has large leaves? They all come off at the same time, and you have to rake them.
Oak?
And it has a bark that peels. It has a bark that sort of curls up and peels off in little slips about several inches long.
You're not talking about pine?
No. This is bark that peels every year. I'm sure you had them in this part of the country.
And we have them here?
Sycamores.
Sycamore?
Do you have sycamores here?
I believe we do, a few.